The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Feliz Navidad!
You gotta love it. That's Bill Shatner, the William Shatner Christmas album. Now you're talking. That's spectacular. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe Piscopo on the radio. It was a big weekend this weekend to help the homeless. Mitchell Modell led the way. How many times did I tell you, you gotta go to Moe's? How many times did I tell you about Mitchell Modell? He is a dear friend. And he went out, they handed out sleeping bags, like 1,500. They helped the homeless like nothing else. This is a huge story in New York. And with all the news that's happening that I just broke down for you earlier on the program, all the ridiculous politics that we hear that are going to unfold for us today, it's nice to have a really positive story and to watch Mitchell Modell, this great iconic New Yorker and a friend of mine, to go out and sleep and spend the night in Times Square in a sleeping bag to help the homeless. Mitchell, welcome to the show. I'm proud to have you on the air with us, buddy.
Good morning, Joe. Joe, you told me to order a double bag that you were staying in with me. I was looking all over for you, and I found out you were in San Francisco.
You left
my heart in San Francisco, and I left the sleeping bag in New York and Times Square.
You're the best. I said I felt so bad because I was, it was such a long weekend, and it was all great for a good cause.
Joe, I got to tell you, what an event. What an event. So this World Sleep Out, which was put on by UNICEF and some guy, Josh, out of London, who spearheaded this thing. They had it in 60 cities all over the world with over 1,000 people in each city sleeping out. I heard in London it was a torrential downpour, and it was still an incredible turnout. But in New York, as you know, it was 26 degrees.
Yeah, man.
Thank God I got my cold gear on and my warm socks and my lined jeans. It was, what do you always say? It's cold out there.
Baby, it's cold out there. You're so bad. Mitchell, tell us about this. This was, what night was this, Saturday night?
This was Saturday night. We got there about 6 o'clock. I mean, it was just an incredible thing. They had singers and they had speakers, and then Will Smith came and read a little story for a couple of minutes. The place went crazy. Yeah. But you know what? It was like even the New York City Police Department did a phenomenal job making sure everyone was safe. But at night, you know, everyone was sleeping there, right? 1,000 people. I can't sleep on a good day. I'm walking up and down, and you got homeless people coming by freezing, and we're giving them money to buy coffee. We gave them blankets. We gave them sleeping bags.
Wow.
And then when I went home at 7:30 in the morning, we're there 14 hours, and you see people on the streets. It's heartbreaking, Joe.
Yeah,
and you and I spoke about it over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, the city council and the mayor, you know, we're spending $8-9 billion building brand new jail cells.
Yeah.
How about we have a vote? How do we start a movement and let the people of New York vote for it next election? Do you want the $9 billion going for new jails, or do you want brand new affordable housing on city and state property that's empty, and we can work with builders to build it either at their cost or whatever? That's how we're going to solve this problem, Joe.
Yeah, I love that you went out there, though, Mitchell. I mean, you're such a shining example, such a shining star. And I saw those videos, and we will post those videos. You went, there was one guy you went up to, and he said, and you gave him a jacket. You gave jackets to the homeless. That guy that you talked to, that video that I saw, Mitchell, he was so grateful. He goes, "Oh, thank you, Modells." He kept saying thank you over and over again.
I mean, it's heartbreaking to see these people. And you know what, Joe, what's the sad part about it? I only sacrificed for one day for 12 hours. these guys are going into the brutal, brutal winter with nowhere to sleep, on the streets. Yeah. I mean, it is heartbreaking. And if anything, this should be a wake-up call, not just for New York, but for the world. I mean, we have 62,000 people homeless in New York today. 62,000. It's crazy.
And how many sleeping bags did Modell's give away?
We gave out 1,500.
Oh! Now, anybody?
So, I saved you one, Joe. I saved you one.
I feel so bad. I got off of a plane. I was flying in, and I just got in, and then I just missed you. You had a double sleeping bag, and I could have been with you on Times Square. What am I doing in San Francisco, Mitchell Modell?
I don't know, but I know what you're doing Saturday night. You and I are going to be in Times Square under the lights.
Come on, man. And I heard that rumor has it you're going to be at Patsy's with us on Frank Sinatra's birthday. Can we buy you lunch there? It's the least we could do, Mitchell.
I was there last night. I got to tell you, this Sal, what a great job they do. The place was packed.
I go, Sal,
raise the prices. Slow it down a little. It was absolutely nuts.
Mitchell, I have to tell you, we're going to let you go. I know you got a busy day. You gave away 1,500 sleeping bags. You gave jackets away. You gave clothing away to the homeless. Was that cash? One guy was actually holding money. I mean,
he was starving. You know what? And then the guy rode away in a Rolls Royce. Do you believe it?
No, he did not.
No, I'm just kidding.
But anyway, I got to tell you.
You know what? It should be a wake-up call to everybody.
Exactly.
To everybody. How big a problem this is. Yeah. And you know what? This should never be allowed to happen in our country, ever.
You know what? We're going to do a link to Mitchell Modell, and you're going to see the great work that this man does, not only for Crohn's and colitis, for his foundation, but so much charity that you help out, Mitchell. We are so proud to have you on the show, man. You know, Mitchell, I'll tell you, we laugh, we have fun. Proud to be your friend, my brother. God bless you
and
for
I'm
what
And I'm proud
you're
to
doing.
Be your friend, too, Joe. And I look forward to staying with you in Times Square Saturday night.
Okay, you got it. Thank you, Mitchell.
Thanks, Joe.
Love you, too, man. Thank you. Happy holidays. I'll tell you, he is such an iconic New York figure, Mitchell Modell. And when you go to Modell's, and I always tell you, you got to go to Moe's. I live at Moe's, and all the people know, we go right down on Wall Street, right down from the station, right? It's on Broadway, off of Wall Street. And then I go to Bridgewater, and I go with all my kids. Are you kidding me? I would get football equipment for Mikey. I would get baseball, softball equipment for little Charlie, you know, and girls' softball equipment at Modell's. But then to see the heart of Mitchell Modell, and you could see it, when we go for Mitchell's Foundation, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, the Modell's Foundation, when I saw 1,000 people show up, and you have Major League Baseball players, stars from the sports world, everybody in the entertainment arena, they all come out to support this great foundation. And then for Mitchell himself to show up Times Square to go in a sleeping bag, to give away 1,500 sleeping bags for the homeless. And then when you see, and then Frankie, if we can, we'll just tweet, if Kara could just put out some of that video, I'll send it to you, of Mitchell Modell talking with the homeless, walking around. I like that he says, Al, he goes, I can't sleep on a good night. He goes,
that's
so
good.
He was there. He's a great guy. Just a special, everything that's great about New York is Mitchell Modell.
I like the
Modell.
Joke of he gave the guy cash and the guy went away in a limo. That's good.
No, I tell you, you could see.
I was at Modell's Friday night. I bought a couple of workout shirts for the gym.
Well, the thing great is, by, as it gets cold, and Mitchell bought those line jeans, and you need those now, and all the warmers and everything. You go to Modell's, and they're $20. A lot of these things are just $20. You get them at Modell's. You got, and I'm not going to make it a commercial, but Frankie Five Boroughs. I mean, New York. I love staying in the city, man. A Jersey guy in the city, and when you meet guys like Mitchell Modell, just epitomizes everything great about this great
you
city.
You said it, Joe. Absolutely. He's a great businessman, a great guy. Very, very pro New York. Very pro labor. Very charitable. His work with the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has helped a lot of people and their suffering. So he's one of those folks I really admire a great deal.
Oh, so check out am970theanswer.com or go to Modell's and you can see a lot of these the videos. But, you know, Mitchell doesn't talk about it. When I say you got to come on the show and you got to talk about it, he doesn't want to talk about it. But I said, this is monumental. And you heard him on all the other radio stations, all the other television stations. This was a big story, this sleep out, helping the homeless. And Frankie, you know, I got to lean on you just between us and just to keep, kind of the Modell name out of politics. But it's true what Mitchell said about we build jails. We're building jails. We're closing Rikers for so private developers can go in and make money, and then putting prisoners all around the city. But no, why? And they're shipping. And this is what the thrux of the Tucker Carlson hit was last Thursday was when Tucker said, wait, they're shipping homeless from New York to New Jersey. And that's what they're doing. They're shipping home. Yet, and yes, that's what they're doing. And they go into New Jersey, and Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark, is, and I think rightly so, suing Mayor de Blasio not to send the homeless to Jersey. The poor homeless folks don't know, where am I going? New Jersey? Where am I going? To Newark, New Jersey? What exit is that? I mean, what are they going to do? And now they can't come up with a plan, some housing, some jobs or something for the homeless, Frankie. And especially with the extent of the homeless that are out there, especially in these frigid temperatures.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. I mean, I'm all for sending all of our homeless to you guys, but if you guys don't want them, I understand. But I'll tell you, in spite of the short-sighted nature of this policy that Bill de Blasio is pursuing, the hypocrisy of Bill de Blasio's handling of this is just incredible. So you remember a year and a half, 2 years ago, he banned New York City from doing any business with the state of North Carolina because they passed that controversial bathroom bill. However, he's still sending the homeless to North Carolina.
Yeah.
So North Carolina is not good enough to do business with, but they're good enough to take our homeless. So, well, which is it, Mr. Mayor? Boycott's got to be a boycott. It can't be a boycott only when it's convenient for you to export people you don't want in your city.
Yep. See, what I want to know is, how does this work, the soda thing? How does it work? Do they get the family together? Because obviously they have to sign a consent form, and you know, to whatever destination it is, they go, look, we'll give you a chance. It's like, let's make a deal. We got three curtains. You pick one. You want to go to Newark?
Well,
want to go to North Carolina?
Well,
also, want to go to Arizona?
Look, I don't agree with this policy. I didn't really agree with it when Bloomberg began it, but
people forget that Bloomberg began.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be reminding
people. Not
Frankie. Reminding
not people. Frankie.
Nope. But I do think there is New York is a magnet for panhandlers. So you do see people coming from New Jersey, Connecticut, upstate New York, and elsewhere to make it to Midtown and downtown and camp out here and panhandle. I mean, that does happen. I mean, that has been borne out in the data. So when Bill de Blasio says that is true. But yeah, this is really it's like putting a Band-Aid on a severed artery. It doesn't really do anything to address the long-term issue of homelessness.
What's the old adage? If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. So why not panhandle here with all the 8 million people, 9 million people that are in
New York? That soda that Al's talking about, special one-time assistance, they reach out. And here, just reading here, if I can, before we break, Newark Mayor Ross Baraka is saying, New York City officials are disrespecting local laws by not sharing information concerning the placement of homeless families on the Jersey side of the river. Mayor Baraka alleged over the weekend that his office has been trying to come to a workable agreement with New York City on how to handle the special one-time assistance, that's the soda, recipient with dignity, but that New York officials have not provided a list of those people or the addresses in which they were placed.
Yeah.
This is scary, and I think Ross Baraka is absolutely right in this regard, Frankie.
Yeah, well, and we're trying to get Mayor Baraka on the radio, not only to talk about this, but this councilman from Newark that Debbie Duhaime is very close to.
Yep.
And I know Debbie's there, and she actually wrote a great article about this particular council member, and I know she's going to the funeral along with Mayor Baraka today, so hopefully Debbie can put in a good word.
Thank you, Frankie. And Debbie, thanks for letting us, giving us the heads up on that. I love that you're so in tune with all those local community happenings that are happening. Tell us about that and who passed away. And we'll talk about it with the mayor if he's available.
Yeah. Well, Calvin West, he was the first at-large African-American council member elected in 1966. There had been one other African-American elected in the 50s. However, that was just for a section, one of the wards in Newark. So he was the first African-American elected in the 60s. And he's been a political leader ever since. You know, he's just somebody who's so well-respected.
Yeah.
He knew President Clinton very well. He's been somebody who who, you know, he reaches out to both sides, Democrats, Republicans, everybody loves him. And he's just, I call him like a master, a political master, because he's given so many people so much words of encouragement through the years in their political careers. And he's just meant so much to so many, including me. What a wonderful man he is,
God bless you. Mm-hmm. Debbie Duhaime, thanks so much, Debbie. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Governor Mike Huckabee is going to join us momentarily, and I see the phone calls backing up, and I apologize. 877-970-2999. Perhaps after, we'll talk to the governor, and then we'll do a news break with Al, and then I could grab some calls as I look at our timeline schedule this morning. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. And Debbie is out there looking out for you road-wise, traffic-wise. Debbie, love your heart, girl. And you know what? Love your traffic reports, because you always make it sound you always make it sound nice, even though it's crazy out there this morning. It's Monday, baby.
And we do send out our love to Calvin West's family and to all of his really close friends there in Newark. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. On the Garden State Parkway northbound, exit 100, an accident getting up through Wall Township. 78 eastbound at 287, a collision. The New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north, getting up toward exit 9, an accident there. Problems continue in Newark on 280. 280 west, exit 15, a crash taking two lanes over there. It's busy on the Cross Bronx east up at the Sheridan with a collision. Alternate side parking rules in effect. The FDR Drive north in the 30s. It's an accident there as well. And we're still seeing delays on the eastbound BQE getting up toward Queens Boulevard with a collision there. Northbound Van Wyck at Liberty Avenue, an accident as well. And it's messy on the LIE west into Maurice Avenue with an accident involving a bus. So that's going to cause delays getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And watch for slowdowns on the LIE west out by Bagatelle Road, an accident there as well. Rain today with a high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Well, I carried my Balance of Nature with me all the way to San Francisco and back. And
Did you give it to those people on the plane?
I should have given it to the couple on the plane. I'm telling you, I was talking to the New York tenors, who are great, and this young kid, Chris Macchio, and Andy and Dan Rodriguez. They're great. They're so talented. And they're going, yeah, we work. Our schedule's crazy. We're just talking who's coming from where, who flew in, and we're on the same boat, and we got no sleep, and we're going to run on stage. I said, boys, you got to try Balance of Nature. Oh, I've heard about that. No, I said, go to Balance of Nature. You know, you can check it out, balanceofnature.com. And I'm actually saying, I'm in the green room before we go on stage. Use that discount code, The Answer. And they were laughing. I said, no, really? I said, I believe this. I live this, Balance of Nature. And plus, I told them you get a great deal if you put in the code The Answer, which is true. And I say to you listening now, you just got to try it. You try, because your schedule's as nuts as mine is. All of us, this fall, this winter, it's been crazy for all of us. And it's all good, you know. I like being busy, and I know you do too, but sometimes it's just a little overwhelming. That's why you have to try Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And I'm doing the commercial in the green room to the New York Tenors. Saying exactly what I'm telling you now. It's fruits and vegetables in a capsule form. That's all it is. It doesn't upset your stomach. It's not like a vitamin with synthetics. It's all natural fruits and vegetables in a capsule form. And 800-246-8751. You could call 800-246-8751. But if you go online now, become a preferred customer, that'll give you our best pricing and free shipping, by the way. And we will take an additional 25% off your first order. Plus, you get a set of those convenient travel bottles that I carried with me religiously as I went to San Francisco this weekend and back. That they contain, those travel bottles contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables. What are you waiting for? 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Again, the discount code, The Answer.
When it comes to winning the lottery, you've got one chance in 300 million. And when it comes to jewelers, there's only one. Forge Jewelers, New Jersey's legendary jeweler. Featuring the largest selection of luxury watches and exquisite diamond jewelry in all of New Jersey. Shop now for the holidays and take advantage of the lowest prices of the season. Custom engagement rings, bridal sets, pendants, necklaces, and bracelets. Choose iconic timepieces from Omega, Movado, and Takoya. Or win the gift-giving season with an iconic piece from Ford's Millennial Collection. And when it comes to diamonds, you'll never find a more immaculate selection, so you can give the gift that will last a lifetime. After more than 48 years, there's still only one. Forge Jewelers, New Jersey's legendary jeweler. Stop in today at 449 New Brunswick Avenue or call now to arrange a private consultation. 732-738-7322. 732-738-7322. Online at ForgeJewelers.com. That's ForgeJewelers.com.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Governor Huckabee is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Capalbo's gift baskets. They make awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets, and towers. You name it, they've got it. Everything at Capalbo's looks good, tastes even better, always fresh and beautifully presented. They make gift giving easy and affordable. Most of the baskets, by the way, come with free shipping, and everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. I love Capalbo's. They're in the neighborhood. That's what I love. I'm proud to tell you about Capalbo's, because when they came to the radio station, I said, Capalbo's? I know Capalbo's. Everybody in Essex County, New Jersey knows about Capalbo's. They're right there on 350 Allwood Road in Clifton, New Jersey. They've been there 110 years. And I went to the factory, but it's really like a showroom of gift baskets, man, when you go to Capalbo's. And everybody's hand wrapping these things. So when you order Capalbo's and you get one of those towers of all fruits and chocolates and all these good, these great, great goodies, you know, for the holidays, you could personalize the ribbon that you wrap the tower in. You know, you could put, I sent it to my buddy Anthony Pope. I said, Anthony Pope. And he, wow, personalized. You could do that at Capalbo's. You got to go to CapalbosOnline.com. You're going to love it. CapalbosOnline.com. Use the discount code Joe970. Hey, I use the discount code Joe970. Why? Because you can save 10% off your entire order. You can also call 800-252-6262, 800-252-6262. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbo's.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 and AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 8:26 on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Huckabee is the former governor of Arkansas, two-time Republican candidate for president, all-around great guy, a true patriot. Governor, welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Joe. Good to be with you today on a wonderful Monday morning.
You know, I'm coming down to see you, man. Your people have been calling, and you are friends with... You were friends with Dr. Rock Positano, the inside line. I saw the picture, and Dr. Rock sent the picture. He's been my best friend for years and years. So we're coming down. You shoot the show in Nashville. Tell us about the show and what you're doing, because this is a huge hit, Governor.
Well, it's the most fun I've ever had in my life. I can't believe I get paid to do it. We do a show. It's kind of an old-fashioned variety show. We have comedians, magicians, acrobats. We do just enough politics to keep it interesting, but we don't have so much that it blows your blood pressure. And we've had the president, the vice president, the secretary of state. We have newsmakers. We've had Tulsi Gabbard, the Democrat presidential candidate. So we have political people, lots of congressmen. But, Joe, we want this show to be the kind of show that you can put your feet up. It's wholesome, family-friendly. You can watch it with your kids. You can watch it with your grandkids. And it just reminds you of television when it was fun to watch, and that there was something that you never knew what was coming. Laughs, yeah, and just a good time. And because we do it in Nashville, Joe, we have lots of music. I mean, lots of music.
I know, it's like the music capital now. I mean, are you living around there, or you just commute back and forth to Nashville?
I commute every week to go up and do the show. I'm usually there two and a half days a week, and then the rest of it, you know, we do it remotely, but we have a beautiful theater. You're going to be blown away. Joe, you've been on every stage talk show set in America.
When
you get to Nashville and see our theater and set, you're going to say, my gosh, there's nothing like this on the East or West Coast. And that's what everyone tells us who have been on every show there is.
Yeah, and you, did you have Dina Martin on? Didn't you just have Dina Martin on, right? I thought I saw that.
Yeah, she was on this past week.
Awesome.
What a sweetheart. Oh, my God. And some of the greatest stories of her father.
Yeah.
She also inherited the genetic pipes in those lungs of hers, and she was a joy to have on. What a fun time.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great. We're talking about the TBN show. Huckabee is the name of the show. You must watch it. And I'm going to be down there in February. We'll be going down. Hey, Governor, you know, I told you this once before when we chatted, and I say to you listening now, talking to Governor Mike Huckabee, we met backstage at an event, and it was a Democratic event, and it was in New York, and I'm trying to think where it was, but it was New York City. It was for one of those Democratic organizations. You know, Governor, when I was a Democrat, and I back in the day, and I remember you and I chatted for 2 seconds asking about the Clintons, and you just have this great quality of being grounded and so down to earth, you know, which I think is what's so missing in politics today, you know, that organic feel. That when you talk to you, Governor Huckabee, you feel like you actually care about your constituents, and that's a gift. What? How do we go awry in politics where we are at this point, sir?
You know, Joe, I think a lot of it is that people have started taking themselves too seriously. I take the issue seriously, but I don't think that the whole world is dependent upon what I think, what I believe, what I'm going to do. We have people who are genuinely angry if anyone disagrees with them, and they don't want to just say, well, let me try to convince you. They want to put the other person out of business. They want to cancel their lives. If they own a store, they want to shut it down. If they have a platform, whether it's television or radio, they want it canceled. And this is frightening. This is not the kind of America where people settle their differences by having a more persuasive argument. They settle it by having economic terrorism. And then it translates into our government. And what you're seeing now in Washington with the idea of impeaching a president, even though they haven't quite settled on why, but they're determined for the outcome, not necessarily the process, to be fair. But let's just get there because we don't like the way the election turned out. And Joe, through this whole process, I've said the most dangerous thing that's happening is not having Jerry Nadler out there droning on, or Adam Schiff and his ridiculous allegations and even tapping people's into phone calls, and that's bad enough. The biggest problem is that if we establish as a new norm that the losing side of an election doesn't accept the results, we've destroyed the country. I've lost elections. I don't like it. It's not pleasant. But I didn't go out and say, okay, I refuse to accept those results, and I'm going to do everything I can to undermine the guy who beat me. You just can't run a country like that. And this is so destructive. You know, I wish more Democrats, and I think some of them are waking up to it, but I wish more of them would just say to their own party, guys, we lost in 2016. Suck it up. Get over it. Let's do a better job in 2020 trying to convince the American people we ought to be in power rather than doing everything we can to destroy the side that beat us.
You know, again, common sense from Mike Huckabee. And Governor, you know what's scary is that when you see they have the power to start the impeachment inquiry, they have the power to do it. And then it becomes the narrative. And then the networks put it on. Like today, we're going to be watching this nonsense that is manufactured. But in the history books, they'll put this in the history books. And it's scary at this point. And you know what people forget about, Governor Huckabee, is the collateral damage of the Mueller report, which I talk about every morning. They just let it go. The Russia collusion delusion went away. It was a hoax. It was a fiasco. It wasn't real. Yet people are still paying legal bills from it. People are still, lives have been destroyed by it. Yet they go from that to this Ukraine fiasco. Yet, and then it becomes, they have the power to do it. I mean, I don't even know what the answer is, but this will, today you're figuring these hearings, they will go nowhere, correct?
Well, I don't think they're going anywhere. I mean, so far, look at how many dollars they've spent, how many hours they've spent, how many investigators they've hired. And so far, what have they come up with? We don't like the way he talked to a foreign leader. There's nothing criminal about that. They can't really point to anything that says this was untoward.
Yep.
I thought Jonathan Turley's testimony last week in the House was maybe the door shutting on them. But, of course, they don't care. The truth, the facts are irrelevant because this is an attempt to get this president through the process of a death of a thousand cuts. They don't have anything big. At first it was Russia, then it was obstruction, then it was, I'm trying to remember what the third, extortion, it was bribery, it's Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's always a new excuse. But the goal has never changed. It's impeachment, and it has been since even before he was sworn in. And when I say that, Joe, you know I'm telling you the truth. This is literally before he was sworn in. There were people calling for his impeachment in November of 2016, the month of his election, and members of Congress calling for his impeachment as early as February of 2017.
Yeah.
He had not been in office even yet a month.
Yeah. You know, I have to ask you before, I want to ask you, and we appreciate your valuable time, sir, and you being so patient with us this morning, because I know people love hearing you, Governor Huckabee. Your faith is very strong, and you're a man of God, and as I am, and we make no apologies for that. And thank God to Salem Media, to Ed Atzinger, and all the good folks at Salem Media for allowing us to at least say that on this program, the flagship station of Salem Media. When you talk with President Trump, your daughter worked so well with President Trump. Yet one-on-one, tell us about this man. I've known him for 40 years, and I don't understand why everybody gets upset. I don't understand, because I know the guy, that's why I supported him early on. I know how smart he is. I know that we're in good shape with President Trump running the country. Oh, God forbid I just said that, Governor Huckabee, you know. I will be vilified for it. But as a common-sense individual that you are, sir, and a man of God, tell us your feelings about this president, if you would.
Well, as I tell everybody, he was not my first choice for president because I was my first choice for president. But he was my second. And as soon as I was out of the race and I realized he was going to certainly beat me, I went to support him. And people were surprised by that. I said, you shouldn't be. He's a disruptor. Our country needs to disrupt the political machinery that has destroyed us. And it doesn't matter. Democrats and Republicans have both played the same game. They have totally surrendered themselves to the donor class. Donald Trump was the one guy on that stage that didn't owe anybody anything when he went in. They owed him. The second thing, as a human being, Joe, you know this even better than me. You've known him a long, long time. You guys have been friends. He's got a great sense of humor. He's funny. He's warm. He listens. I know everybody thinks that he just does all the talking, but if you're in a meeting with him, he's getting everyone else to give their views and opinions. But then as a true classic effective executive, he makes the decision, he pushes it, and then we're done. We're moving on to something else. This is a guy who, despite all of the attempts to paint him as somebody who doesn't know what he's doing, has no idea, his instincts have proven to be right 99% of the time. Even at times when I questioned what he was doing and thinking, maybe you should have held back a little, maybe on the Syrian issue.
Yeah.
Turns out he's right. He's right, but he's a great guy, a lot of fun to be with.
Yeah, Mike Huckabee with us on the show. Before we let you go, Governor, the Salvation Army was how about Chick-fil-A, who I support, and then now they no longer are contributing to the Salvation Army. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and Joe, it's worse than that. Not only have they cut their contributions to really wonderful groups like Salvation Army, and ironically, they said they wanted to do more for homelessness and education.
Mm-hmm.
No one on earth does more for those issues than Salvation Army. They do it globally, and they do it with integrity.
Yep.
And so not only have they cut ties with organizations that really represent what they claim to, they've now given money to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a complete fraud. They're responsible for the most anti-Christian messages and attempts that we have in this nation. They give money to organizations that sponsor drag queen story hour in public libraries for four-year-old kids. It's disappointing. It's sad because locally, Chick-fil-A, run by great local people and managers, but their corporation is so desperate to get in big cities that they've sold their soul. And I'm telling you, old man Truett Cathy, who started Chick-fil-A, would roll over in his grave if he saw what was happening to the company that he built.
And we support Salvation Army. You could donate, by the way, if you're listening to team970.org to help Salvation Army. Governor Mike Huckabee, before we let you go, thank you for standing up for Pearl Harbor. I mean, you spent a lot of time on your show this weekend talking about Pearl Harbor. Why is it so important for children growing up today to understand the importance of what happened there, sir?
You know, the best statement I ever heard, that if a culture loses its history, it's like an individual not having memory, having Alzheimer's. Nothing more sad than watching a person who doesn't remember who he is, where he's been, what his heritage is. And collectively as a culture, if we don't understand who we are as an American people, what we've been through, how we responded to the great challenges, and Pearl Harbor was one of the greatest challenges in our history, and how this country mobilized and unified to defeat forces, both in Japan and the Pacific, as well as the Nazis of the East, that would have changed the world into a brutal dictatorship. If we don't understand that, if kids don't grow up appreciating their country and the people who made it what it is and who have given them this liberty and freedom and economic prosperity, then God help us. And there's a lot of these younger ones who think that socialism would be wonderful. I just wish they'd do a little study. But Pearl Harbor is one of the defining moments of this nation. And the heroes, not just the ones that died, but the ones that responded to the sneak and horrible attack, kept this world free for the rest of us. And I get to say things, do things in freedom and liberty because of the greatest generation. And I don't ever want to forget that.
Governor, you're a great man, a great patriot. We're proud to have you on the show, Mike Huckabee. And our love to your family. Merry, merry Christmas. And you know what, Governor? With your permission, sir, I'll see you down there in Nashville. We'll rip it up a little bit and have some fun on your show.
Joe, I'm so excited that you're coming. We're going to have a great time. I promise you'll enjoy yourself. And have a Merry Christmas, my friend. It is truly a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Same here, Governor. And God bless you and God bless your family. Merry Christmas to you. There's a Mike Huckabee right there, former governor of Arkansas, two-time Republican candidate for president. Just a great guy, as you heard it. Just a wonderful, wonderful, down-to-earth guy. And, yeah, I'll be on the Huckabee Show. It's Huckabee on TBN, if you want to Google that, and check out the good governor on his television show. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, I see those phone calls. You think I don't see the calls? I'm coming to you. I swear I'm coming to you. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. Right now, Big Al standing by at 20 before 9 o'clock in the morning right here on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
45 degrees at 841. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Thousands of Long Islanders will be getting paid parental leave if the defense authorization bill passes in Congress this week. Chuck Schumer said yesterday that congressional lawmakers are close to an agreement that would provide 12 weeks of paid parental leave to more than 114,000 state residents employed by the federal government. Senator Schumer's math includes well over 15,000 Long Islanders. A Queens woman is facing reckless endangerment charges for leaving her toddler alone inside a parked car while she went shopping at a Bronx mall. Officials say a passerby contacted mall security after spotting the two-year-old girl around 3 p.m. Sunday in the parking garage at the mall at Bay Plaza on Baychester Avenue. Police and firefighters removed the tot from the vehicle. She was taken to the hospital for evaluation as a precaution. 35-year-old Mabel Cedeno was arrested when she returned to her car. In sports, Jets back on the winning track with a last-second field goal against the Dolphins, 22-21. Rangers shut out the Golden Knights 5-0. Nets over the Nuggets, 105-102. And as you heard here on AM 970, the answer last night, 15th-ranked Seton Hall losing to Iowa State, 76-66. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Over on the Meadowbrook north of the southern state, a crash there. LIE west at Bagatelle Road. It's an accident. Traffic is still busy. Cross Bronx east out by the Sheridan with a collision. Delays back to the GWB, the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge. Still 30 minutes into the upper level. 40 minutes in, though, from 46. 25 from the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln 30 in. Holland still 45 in from 1 and 9. 280 west. Two lanes remain blocked getting into Newark out by exit 15 with an accident over by the Stickle Bridge. Expect delays there. 287 South exit 14. Accident getting down toward Bridgewater and expect delays this morning as you head to 202 in Peekskill. It's a closure out by Finch Street with some ongoing fire department activity, and on the Sawmill South into Lockwood Avenue Yonkers, it's an accident still working. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame, 842. It is Red Kettle time. We've been talking about... Thank you, Albert. He loves that bell, baby. You know, we're talking about Salvation Army, and we want you to donate to team970.org, please. Will you just please? You know, I'm a big supporter of the Boys and Girls Clubs, but helping kids in needs. The Salvation Army is doing just that. You know, kids go to bed hungry in the United States of America, or they don't go to bed at all because they don't have a home or even a place to sleep. And, you know, believe it or not, it's these stories that I tell you, they're real life stories happening every day all around us, you know? And sometimes people people don't win. Sometimes stockings are still empty on Christmas morning. They don't have presents. So that's why we're proudly partnering with the Salvation Army, because they fight for good. So now it's time to step up with the help of generous folks like yourself. We can help the Salvation Army fight to put food on the tables, presents under the tree, joy in the hearts of our neighbors most in need. You know, it's up to us. Salvation Army is, as you heard Major Diaz say on this show last week, Salvation Army is the safety net, man, the safety net for our fellow Americans. 84 cents of every dollar, 84 cents goes to your local community. Now, we're trying to raise about $24,000 this December at team970.org, whether you give a little or a lot. Every single dollar does a world of good in your community. And Mr. Mike Lindell, our buddy, is sending a MyPillow to the first five people who donate $100 or more. Following this announcement, you get a MyPillow. First five people who donate $100 or more. Following this announcement, we want you to give the Salvation Army to be that safety net to help our fellow citizens in our neighborhoods. Help us out, all right? We appreciate it. We have so many nice people who have donated so much to this cause, and we appreciate it. It's team970.org. Give us the bell, Al. Give it to us. Team970.org.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
What do we mean now?
I only said it four times while you were telling me that you were sending me pictures of Joe Lundberg, which is creepy in and of itself.
Stop it! They're not
Trump coin.
They're not Speedo shorts. I'm going to send you this
Trump
thing.
Coin.
The irritating Big Al. Hey, it is 8:46. I'm going to send the pictures anyway. It's 8:46 with Joe on the radio. You've got to check out. I ordered this Trump coin. You go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use the promo code Piscopo. You get 10% off. I did that, and I love this Donald Trump coin. And now it says here I'm supposed to tell you to set it's for your conservative friends. You know what? This is the president of the United States. Let's say someone else was president and they gave me a coin of the president. And even though I didn't vote for him, I would like that coin. So this really, I think, goes across all political boundaries. It's the President Trump Commander-in-Chief coin from Noble Gold. You know why? It's a beautiful silver 1 ounce coin. It's really, really pretty. Features the bust of President Trump with his hand over his heart, with the American flag flying behind him. The reverse side of the coin features President Trump's promise to the American people, we will make America great again. You know, you see it right there. And I ordered one. This is so great. Now, if you use the promo code Piscopo, you receive $10 off and a free collector's case. For more information, please visit TrumpCoin2020.com. This is the gift, and you get $10 off if you use the promo code Piscopo off the new Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, plus a new collector's case to display this beautiful silver commemorative coin. The offer is only valid for a very limited time, so please don't wait. It's TrumpCoin2020.com, promo code Piscopo.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Here we go.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday.
Sing along.
No matter how far away you roam.
Hey, let me go to Tony in Westchester. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, good morning, Joe. Joe, I believe that the Democrats and their useful idiots in the media are engaged in a tactic known as the illusion of truth effect. Its best-known practitioner was Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's Nazi propaganda minister, who believed that if you repeat a lie often enough, people will believe it's the truth. Yeah. And a perfect example is Adam Schiff claiming to have conclusive evidence that Trump colluded with Russia. And all the news outlets repeated it ad nauseum. He knew it was a lie. And even though the Mueller report and our 17 intel agencies concluded that there was no collusion, millions of people still believe that it's true. Yeah. Joe, it's not fake news anymore. It's make-believe news. And the objective is to make you believe a lie.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Tony, right on the money. And they want to repeat it over and over again. You will see, and you will see in the hearings today. And I appreciate you, Tony, bringing that up, because they will say impeachment every chance they get. They will use the analogy of Richard Nixon over and over again. And they will just use, and they have these catchphrases that they put out like a PR machine that they talk about each day. What's our agenda? And it's exactly like it's a quid pro quo, was it? Extortion, was it? Like the governor just said, a bribery. They'll stay on these catchphrases. And if you repeat it, just like Goebbels, you're absolutely right. People are going to believe it, and we're not going to believe it. There's no substance here. What scares me is that it becomes part of the history. What scares me is that when you look at history, they will put this in. The House impeached, voted to impeach Donald Trump, but it went to the Senate. This was going to happen 20 years from now. Went to the Senate and was voted down, and President Trump went on, stay in office. But it becomes history, and it's manufactured. It's all false. And it's just a takedown. And it is indeed like the president himself says. And by the way, this is an objective observation. Trust me, it's an objective observation. I don't feel any allegiance to anybody except to family, God, and country. And in the name of the country, this is bad because there's no credibility to it. Let me go to Andrew real quick before we break. Andrew, always nice to hear from you, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, you're right. Even Senator Booker, when they had the Kavanaugh hearing, said even though there's no evidence, you know, we probably thought he was innocent. He said, we still got it out there. You know, the allegation, we still slandered him.
Exactly.
So he achieved his objective. And homeless, they say, I'd rather freeze than go to Newark. No, I love Newark. My mom, like you said, is, you know, she's from there, your mom. And I lived a block away. The Ironbound section is one of my favorite places. But the other side of the world, Thailand, I do buy cleats from Moe's, and I run in the rice paddies, like there's berms or little elevated paths that hold the water in, and
right,
I run.
Your wife is from Thailand, correct?
Yep.
And your mom, Andrew, I don't know about running in the rice paddies. God bless you, brother. But give the best to your mother there from Newark, New Jersey. It's a great town. And I always said this. I said to Tucker, Newark has experienced a renaissance, and it's been a concerted effort to bring that town back, and it is back. And then when the mayor of New York goes, all right, we're going to send the homeless over, and the poor homeless folks are going, where am I going now? They don't know. There's got to be a better way, and I would suggest putting some housing up in New York for the homeless rather than spending it on prisons. Joe on the radio, it's 8:51. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you, working all day. It's going to be a little rainy. Holidays, that means traffic and nothing but traffic. Debbie, give it to us, and thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe. Still seeing problems in Newark, as a matter of fact, on 280. 280 West, exit 15 in Newark, out by the Stickle Bridge. Accident investigation, two lanes remain blocked. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln Tunnel, that's 35. Holland, 45 minutes in from 1 and 9. Watch out for slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway North at 124. Disabled bus in the locals. 287 South, exit 14. Accident getting down past Bridgewater. It's busy on the Cross Bronx East, out by the Sheridan with a collision over there. Ed Koch, 59th Street Bridge, still heavy into town because of earlier problems on 2nd Avenue. It's pretty solid on the eastbound BQE up by Queens Boulevard with a crash over there. And the Grand Central Parkway East, right at Kew Gardens. Watch out for a disabled vehicle. Meadowbrook North at the Southern State, a crash. 202 closed in Peekskill. Ongoing fire department activity. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Did you get your Giza sheets yet? Look at buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. Giza sheets plus free shipping. Plus free shipping from Mike Lindell. Mike loves you. He knows you have built MyPillow into the great American company that it is today. You go to radio listener specials if you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You could also call if you want, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use that promo code AM970.
buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets plus free shipping. You know my pillow, mattress toppers, got it. Bed sheets, you got the Giza Sheets. We want you to get it. Buy one, get one free today, please. Yeah, the My Pillow itself, got it. You know, it's got everything that you need. Those the towels, the My Pillow towels, they're spectacular. Everything Mike has, everything that he puts out to us is like so perfect for your everyday personal use. He gets it. Mike gets it. Now, to give you this deal, first time, buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets plus free shipping. And we know My Pillow products come with a 10-year warranty, but My Pillow has just announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. You've got nothing to lose. Buy one, get one free on Giza Sheets plus free shipping. Click on the radio listener specials when you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM 970. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience, it's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today, whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration. Impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. I'm going to give you past 9 o'clock, all right? It's 8:56. You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes, plus free multi-point inspection oil change and filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, come on, you get a free multi-point inspection oil change and filter from Mr. Generosity, Joey Generosity, and Route 22 Toyota. You'll see Alex Kinsella over there. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And you know what's great about Route 22 Toyota that I always tell you? Aside from they have the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You know, but you're not going to be hassled when you go in. You don't get hassled, man. There's no dummies. You don't have to go back and forth. You go in. These are real people who care about you, who will give you the best deals possible. And you got to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Check out that showroom. Brand spanking new. The new customer lounge. Now this, to get you over to Route 22 Toyota, the first five callers in the next 5 minutes plus will go past 9 o'clock. 855-621-9949. You go, Joey sent me. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is there. Carmelo and Chester. Chris and Johnny. They are so caring. Epitome of car dealerships when you go in. And even I told you the stories, me needing parts, me needing a car for Mikey. You know, I always go to Iggy, and Iggy always gets me to the best people. We're at Route 22 Toyota. And now you have a chance to go over there for free to get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. You got to call. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Hey, Joe on the radio. Joe Lundberg. We have Joe with us. Is Joey around?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you, buddy? Love your pictures. I'm going to send them to Al, Joey. I know we got a break. How's the weather doing right through the weekend, sir, going up this week?
Off and on rain today, the heaviest this afternoon, low to mid-50s. Could be near 60 tomorrow with some more rain. And there's a bit of snow early Wednesday with temperatures in the 30s on Wednesday.
You are good. You are fast on the roads. You are fast on the weather, Joe. We love you, man. Thank you so much. Joe Lumber, I'm going to forward this to Al Gattulo. Include the pictures. And here comes Joe Lumber's pictures to Big Al. Hey, it's
morbidly obese.
On the radio. Morbidly obese. You are not morbidly obese. Will you stop it?
Oh, I am.
Yeah, it's Joe on the radio. We're coming back. 877-970-2999 if you want to give us a call. Don't go away. Appreciate you being with us.